In the headlines, the National Union of Public Workers confirm that tensions are running high at the geriatric hospital. The new Minister of Housing, Chris Gibbs, guaranteeing more efficiency and less wastage. A political scientist not convinced with reasons given following the MP Dwight Sutherland's resignation. The National Transformation Initiative goes into phase two with their latest technology in education. And Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness rings the bell and secures his third term. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Nurses at the geriatric hospital are up in arms over plans to transfer staff to other facilities, a month before the new hospital opens at Waterford. Sources tell Starcom Network News the six nurses involved are the same ones who raised alarms about a scabies outbreak in June, and they believe the move is victimization. While not confirming the reason for the transfers, the National Union of Public Workers Acting General Secretary Wayne Warren says they're closely monitoring the situation.
The National Union of Public Workers is extremely concerned about circumstances surrounding the proposed transfer of members of the nursing staff from the geriatric hospital. The NUPW understands that three nurses were informed before official documentation and confirmation that they will be reassigned to the St. Lucie District Hospital. Likewise, three other members of the nursing staff were informed with all official documentation and confirmation that they will be reassigned to the St. Philip District Hospital.
Mr. Warren further revealed that NUPW has called for an urgent meeting with officials to address this matter.
This situation is causing industrial unrest at the geriatric hospital and there's gross discontentment. The transfers are supposed to be with effect from Monday, September the 8th, 2025, and we are seeking an audience with the relevant authorities to arrest this untenable state of affairs. We are committed to find a satisfactory resolution regarding this matter.
NUP Acting General Secretary Wayne Warren. New Minister of Housing, Lands and Maintenance, Christopher Gibbs, says the first order of business will be bringing more efficiency to the National Housing Corporation in an effort to reduce wastage immediately. Speaking to Starcom Network from State House this morning, following his swearing-in by President Sandra Mason, Mr. Gibbs pointed to the inclusion of private contractors and young Barbadian tradesmen to aid in the achievement of his plans for the Ministry of Housing.
It will be important for me to establish a program within the ministry where small contractors and young people have the opportunity to also come in and play a role in the building out of the housing program. So that will be one of my key missions, efficiency and also giving opportunity to small contractors. And you know, sometimes people get a little weary about bringing in any and everybody, but we will have the strictest standards that they will come in and we will give an opportunity to have training and to meet those standards. And then when you do that, guess what happens? Then they can go out and get other work because they would have then been trained to the highest standards. They call it like the HACCP of housing. So I think that that will be key. But efficiency has to be the driver where we cut out wastage.
Mr. Gibbs has also vacated his chairmanship of the Barbados Tourism Investment Incorporated with immediate effect, but says his tenure there has given him additional skills that will benefit his ministry and wider Barbados. A political ploy. That is how scientist Devron Bruce has labeled the reasons behind the resignation of former Minister of Housing Dwight Sutherland. Speaking to Starcom Network earlier, Mr. Bruce said, when aligned with the various issues encountered by Mr. Sutherland during his time as housing minister, it is unlikely that his resignation is not directly connected.
It was mentioned, quite frankly, on his end, it was for personal reasons. I believe that Barbadians are in a position to come to a different conclusion because Mr. Sutherland has been under some pressure now for some time in many instances. You had the circumstance of the, I believe, the houses that were imported from China. You would have had the circumstance of the HOPE project, which the opposition leader raised quite poignantly in his first budget presentation that carried some significant legs. And you had a circumstance where the minister would not have apologized for the cost of a run for our project. So I would assume that given those significant circumstances and the lack thereof resignation, then I would think that the personal reasons, quite frankly, may be somewhat of a political ploy.
Well, some constituents of the St. George South are firmly planted behind their representative, Dwight Sutherland, following his immediate resignation from the Ministry of Housing yesterday. Starcom Network spoke to a few residents earlier today.
He's from Ellerton. His office is next to me, and he would still be Dwight to the people and for the people in Ellerton. That doesn't change anything, in my view.
Yeah, he's okay, man. He do a good job, and he will continue to do a good job.
I can miss him from it because he's helped people. You could go to him and talk to him about anything, about this, you know, you want. He's helped you very, very good, even out of his pocket. You understand? For me, he still stands a chance, and he will always be the St. George man for this constituency.
He's not a bad guy. He is not a bad guy. Who helps himself should get help from everybody. Dwight helped a lot of people. He do good things. People don't see the good things that Dwight do. They only see the downfall. Dwight give me a good job already. I tell you, you know what I'm saying? I get a layoff to work certain things and things, but you got to help yourself for Dwight to help you.
I feel quite confident because as long as he's the representative of St. George South, it has nothing really to do with me. That's the truth.
Voices of residents in St. George South constituency in the Lunchtime Edition. Barbadians of all ages are being encouraged to take full advantage of the courses being offered by the National Transformation Initiative, especially during the Phase 2 rollout of the program. NTI Director Dr. Alison Leacock revealed yesterday the digital interactive gaming experience Star Adventures is one that she says sets a new standard across the region.
There is no other regional education game of this scale, this level of programming, animation and storytelling, and integrated with two syllabi, the ministry's civics curriculum and NTI's citizenship course. So in short, the bar for interactive educational experiences just moved a notch higher.
Dr. Leacock was speaking from the Ministry of Educational Transformation headquarters and also highlighted the significance of the educational tools being used during the second phase.
This phase two also introduces a Caribbean conversation combat. What is that? It's a playful way to practice real life skills, reading a room, lowering the temperature, if you will, and choosing an assertive communication style over passive, over aggressive, and over passive aggressive, which we all tend to do. These scenarios are built directly from our NTI citizenship course, and the modules in the course that focus on communication skills, and the other module that focuses on teamwork. So students aren't just winning a game, they're rehearsing better choices.
NTI Director Dr. Alison Leacock and Prime Minister Andrew Holness became the first political leader to win three consecutive terms in office as the Jamaica Labour Party won yesterday's general elections, albeit with a significantly reduced margin. In the 2020 general election, the JLP had won 49 out of the 63 seats at stake in Parliament, but according to the preliminary figures released by Electoral Office in Jamaica, they won 34 against 29 in the main opposition PNP. The 53-year-old Holness told supporters that he was pleased they had decided to stand up behind the JLP, adding that today Jamaica won this election for the people of Jamaica.
This bell is not an easy bell to ring. I wouldn't be surprised if Bustamante rang this bell. But I carried the symbol of the party today because it is such a historic moment that this is a victory for our founder, Bustamante, for Sir Donald Stanstall, for Hugh Shearer, for Edward Philip George Siaga.
Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness in the Lunchtime Edition. Our top stories. The National Union of Public Workers confirmed that tensions are running high at the geriatric hospital. According to him, six nurses have been transferred, and they're saying it could be a form of victimization. The new housing minister, Chris Gibbs, sworn in this morning, and already he's guaranteeing more efficiency and less wastage. A political scientist says he's not convinced about the reason given following Dwight Southern's resignation. Devon Bruce says there are more questions than answers. And Jamaica's Prime Minister, Andrew Holness, rings the bell and secures his third successive term. This has been the Lunchtime Edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.